In the leadoff spot this morning, we say good morning to Oneida County DA Scott McNamara. Good morning to you, Scott. First time on the show. Welcome to it.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to be here.
And a happy new year to you, by the way.
Thank you. Same to you.
Let's hope it's a good one. What we're going to talk about today are surveillance cameras that, they're in different parts of the city, and of course, we don't want to give locations out and for obvious reasons, but how many surveillance cameras are we talking about?
There are 11 of them up in the city of Utica.
Okay, and what was the determining criteria in where they were put up?
What we did was back in 2008, we did a crime study on the city and where most of the calls were coming in from, and that's how we determined where to put the cameras up, with the exception of one. One was put up over in the Varick Street area for obvious reasons, but that wasn't really more based upon crime. It was more based upon a lot of people were asking for it, and it's like another police officer being present, so to say,
you know,
especially on Thursday nights and stuff like that.
Right, right. Now, these cameras were paid for, by and large, with grant money, correct?
Grant money and drug forfeiture money.
Okay. Right?
No cost to the taxpayers.
So. Mm-hmm. Now, when they were purchased with the idea that you wanted to make an impact on the community, a long-lasting impact. And do you feel the surveillance cameras have achieved that?
Yes, I actually do feel that we've achieved that. And from some of the cameras, just at the locations that they're at, we've seen a drastic decrease in the amount of nuisance crime, so to say. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, whether it's drug dealing or whether it's just loitering or, you know, we were having problems with groups of people hanging out on certain corners and just harassing people.
Sure.
So the cameras have kind of helped that problem. And in addition, they also help us, not a lot. We didn't put them up with the idea that they were going to solve a lot of crimes.
Right.
But they have actually solved a few crimes.
Okay. Now, with these cameras, you can quite literally, from where you're viewing, my understanding is that you can pan and zoom and kind of control them remotely, even to the point where you can read somebody's license plate. Now, while that's a great tool for you, some might find that intrusive. Have you had any complaints from residents?
We have not had any complaints from – we've had – no, not regarding the cameras. We've had no complaints from residents. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. Like, there's one camera in the DA's office. Nobody sits at the camera or at the screen. And it's basically a television screen that has all 11 feeds on it. And there's nobody at that screen, so nobody's really zooming in and zooming out.
Right.
And Utica's the same as us in the drug task force. Nobody really monitors them, per se. So there's no following people around or of that nature. It's more of going back and pulling the video if a crime takes place.
Now, how long is the video that you have archived for?
It depends, but it's on a cycle. It's less than a month, but it basically automatically erases itself. We don't have to do anything to do it. It just does it when it needs more space. It goes and erases the oldest video on it.
Okay. Now, say for example, there's a camera in a, you know, at a street corner, and right there in black and white, a drug deal goes down. You see money go to one hand, drugs go to the other hand, and the whole thing is caught by this video surveillance. Is that admissible in court?
The videotape would be admissible at court. However, the fact pattern you've just given, once again, we wouldn't know that for certainty, or we wouldn't be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it's cocaine without having the cocaine seized.
Right.
So the videotape would be very helpful in proving what we're alleging took place, but you would need more. The videotape is never just enough. You would need, you would have to seize the drugs to prove that it was cocaine, because obviously the defendant would say, you know, it was, you know, confectionery sugar or whatever.
Yeah,
they'll
exactly
come up with something. So.
Now, how about business owners? How have they reacted to this? I would think that they've got to be in favor.
Yeah, it's very favorable. As a matter of fact, there have been a few business owners that have, you know, called and asked me if we would put them up in outside of their business. And we kind of shy away from that because we're not trying to put them up to be security for certain businesses. What we're trying to do is address problem areas in the city and try to make it safer and really make it more comfortable for the citizens to feel comfortable if they go out for a walk or just out on the street. So we're not really, you know, saying, hey, listen, this is a big business and let's put a camera in front of it. We're looking at the problem areas. We're looking at the hot spots and putting the cameras in those locations to try to, you know, slow the crime down and make a difference.
Then do you you plan to expand this project?
We do. We've always planned to expand it, but obviously right now with the budget crunch, you know, there's, it's not like we can go to the Board of Legislators and ask them for money to, sure, to put another camera up at this point, and I don't think it would be appropriate. And right now, with most of our forfeiture money, we've redirected it into the area of, we are putting up, or in all the police stations, we're trying to put in interview rooms where the interview is actually videotaped. And that's really our main concern right now. So that's kind of where we're directing our money at this point until we can get those interview rooms completed. I don't see us expanding this too much at the present time.
Who has access, and we're talking to Scott McNamara, Oneida County DA, who has access to watch this video? That is, who actually has a monitor with the video feed in their office?
There's three monitors. There's one in the DA's office, there's one at the Utica Police Department, and there's one at the Oneida County Drug Task Force.
Okay. Now, are there any kind of safeguards in place? I know that, you know, you said that the video is automatically erased after a month. What else is there to, you know, just kind of put people's minds at ease that this isn't Big Brother here?
Yeah. Well, the number one thing is that they're not monitored live at the Drug Task Force at the DA's office. I believe, if it still is the way it was before, that the monitor at the Utica Police Department is in their dispatch room, which obviously it's there, and if they need it, they can use it, especially if there's an incident going on in the city when they're dispatching police. But, you know, it keeps track. If we're zooming in or zooming out, that's recorded. So at any given time, if somebody thought that they were being, you know, stalked or whatever, they could, you know, always, you know, make that complaint. But it's just not something that's happening. And, you know, I mean, obviously there's our people, and I would say I'm in that group of people where I, less government the better. But we didn't do it for the purpose of being Big Brother. We really did it so that people can just feel more comfortable. And if something happens, we can go back. It's just like having a police officer at the coroner. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, in this case, it's not a live police officer. It's a camera.
And we're talking to Oneida County DA Scott McNamara. Along those lines, how does the police department feel about this? How does the police union feel about this? Are these cameras ever going to replace, you know, what we know, I guess, is the beat cop or the guy out there on the streets?
I've never had the PBA or any of the police officers complain about that. And I would say definitely there's no intent to have the cameras replace the police at all. There is no replacing a police officer. I mean, what the police officers do and the service they provide is significantly different than a camera being up. I think the cameras help make the city safer in certain areas. I think there are times where the police can pull the videotape to help them show what happened at a certain scene. I mean, there have been fights between various groups on the street that have been videotaped. I mean, we've had a bank robbery that we went back and we used the surveillance to see if we could find the car that was used. And once again, you know, if somebody was monitoring it live and we knew what to be looking for, but when a bank's being robbed, you know, there's not somebody monitoring it live and you don't know at the time that it's happening where the getaway car is going to go. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you pull it, and if you can find something, you can. We've been fortunate on sometimes of finding information, and other times we haven't. But I've never really had the police complain at all.
Have you had you know, other cities talk to you about this program? Because there are other cities that, you know, want to try to institute it, but you know, coming up with the same things that we've talked about. Syracuse, for example, is you know, looking into you know, surveillance, but are coming up with privacy issues and concerns of that sort. Has anybody talked to you from any other cities?
No. When we did our program, I sent one of my assistants, Rob Bauer, out to different locations that had them to see what their issues were and their complaints were. And that's kind of where we got the model to do our program. But no department's ever called me specifically.
All right. He is Oneida County DA Scott McNamara. We thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, yeah, and you're a first-time offender, so we hope to have you back sometime when the need arises.
I'd be more than glad to come back.
Thanks. You so much, Scott. I appreciate it.